こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。今回は特別編です。イエーイ。
We're doing some special shit today。
というわけで、なんとここにゲストがいます。マット・キャブです。イエーイ。
Hey, what's up? This is Matt Cab。 マット・キャブです。
マット・キャブはね、今超話題の、大人気歌手ということで、ちょっとな簡単にねご紹介させてもらいますけど、まずあれだよね、 YouTube のカバー曲が話題になって、再生回数が累計750万回。すごいね。
So what?
Yeah。で、2010年にデビューアルバムを出して、その後に2012年にもアルバム出したんだけど、どっちも iTunes で1位を獲得で、先日9月18日に、ワーナーからアルバム、また新アルバムを出して、それも iTunes の R&B アルバムで1位獲得、総合で3位になりました。すごいね。
Thank you。 ありがとうございます。
おめでたいね。
Yeah, so what mommy was saying is Matt's gotten 7.5 million, over 7.5 million YouTube views.
Sounds like a lot to me, hearing it now.
Yeah, sounds like a lot to me too.
Like, that would be a lot of people in one room.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people. But yeah, Matt's holding it down in the R&B world in Tokyo. His last three albums have been number one for R&B. And he just put out a new one, which was number 3 overall and number 1 in R&B. And he works with M-Flow, which is pretty dope.
そうなの。去年ね、M-Flow と一緒に曲をやって、その後ツアーも全部参加したんだよね。
Yeah.
去年また、今年もまたやったんでしょ？
そう、今年 A-Nation も出て。
そう、去年も今年も A-Nation になんと出たっていうね。
最高でした。
Yeah, it was playing big amazing.
A-Nation すごいでかいもんね。
そうですね、1万5千人が一番最近の A Nation は 15,、wow. there was like 15,000 people, but the one last year it was like 54,000 people、
wow.
去年の A Nation味の素スタジアムで5万4千人。
それ東京ドームくらいの人数だよ。
Is that the biggest show that you've done?
That's the biggest show I've ever doneBut I can't remember it.
What? You don't remember doing that show?
I don't remember doing that show.
緊張した?
Yeah, but it was like just really surreal.
Okay. そうだよね。
Yeah.
5万人 just looking at you.
Is there a point where adding more people doesn't make a difference? Like after like 1,000, it's,
yeah,
like,
I mean, if
it's
it was
the
like,
same thing?
If it was like, you know, here's 100,000 people, or if it was like here's 110,000 people, like, yeah. I can't tell the difference, no.
確かに。
But you know what's really interesting? When there's a lot of people, I actually don't feel as nervous. Like if it was just one person, I'd feel a lot more nervous than if it was like 100,000 people.
今は?
Well, it's you guys, so I feel good.
So, Matt はね、もともとマイケルとマミの友達で、それで今日来てくれたんだけど、昨日忘れてた。
そうですね。
Yeah, we go back.
Way back.
Way back.
何年前？
いつ会ったの？マイケルとマットいつ会ったの？
6年前ぐらい。
Yeah.
6年前。マミなんでいつだろう？
多分その
それぐらいかな。
それぐらい。
わかんない。
Yeah. Maybe like 5 years I've known you.
そう、マットの面白いところはその YouTube から人気が出たんだよね。YouTube celeb? YouTube
yeah,
celeb
I've been thinking about this, and I swear there's like some similarity between us having success just doing this kind of low budget, chilling.
Or no budget.
Yeah, no budget, just
yeah,
chilling.
No, totally.
And the YouTube,
yeah,
and the YouTube phenomenon.
Because I think, you know, with technology these days, like it really gives everybody the opportunity to start from anywhere.
確かに。そのまず最初にやり始めたきっかけは何だったの？その YouTube で歌をやろうっていう。
そうですね、 YouTube でカバーアップして話題になって。
最初の曲は何だったの？
多分最初の YouTube 曲は自分のなんかプロデューサーでオリジナルアップしたけど、最初のカバーは Lady Gaga のパパラッツィとか、
That was a good cover too.
クリス・ブラウンの Carl とか Young Money っていうヒップホップ、うん、アメリカのヒップホップグループの Bedrock っていう、うん、それその
あ それ、うん、それも聞いた
映像をアップして向こうでアメリカで映像をアップして、
うん、
話題になって It was really crazy. I didn't expect it to like blow up so fast. でも爆発みたい It was like the first week was already like hundreds of thousands
what
of
were
views.
You, what were you thinking at the time when that happened?
Hell yeah.
But like you must have had like some different things planned out. Like what am I going to do in yeah. life? Am I going to be a musician? Am I going to law school?
Right. Well,
am I being a doctor?
You knew at the time, like I always wanted to do like music, but it was just hard to find, mm. you know, I'm sure for anybody, how do I actually do this thing?
So
you know?
Well, okay. So Matt's got the tattoo. So he's,
ah, so, so
that's, yeah. that's committing.
腕にね、かっこいいタトゥーが入ってて。音楽命って書いてあるからね。
音楽命です。
Yeah, もうこれは歌詞になるしかないよね。
And it's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. だから、I got lucky on that part.
本当だよね。これ人気になったからよかった。
いやだけどこのタツ18歳の誕生日。
うん、あそうなんだ。
向こうで入れて。
すごいね。もうじゃあその時には歌詞になりたい。もう決まってたんだ。
もうその前からもう。
でもなんで漢字で入れたの？
日本の文化とかの興味でそのあの日本の愛と音楽の愛を混ぜて、
うん、ナイス
Some of the craziest shit I know about Japan I know from Matt
え待って日本に最初に来たのいつ
6年前
あじゃあその18歳の時は来たことなかったんだ、
ね、なかった No I'd never been、wow. to
What made you do that?
Why did I justcome to Japan
yeah
it's you know that's like the first question that like people always ask me sometimes my answer is different to be honest like every time because there's so many different reasons like yeah. so I mean one reason I just Japan seemed really cool which was probably True. You know the biggest reason you know, secondly I just wanted to go somewhere far away and mm. you know I was at that ageI mean, I'm 26 now, but I was, you know, 18, 19, 20. Mm. I wanted to leave and pick up and do something on my own
mm.
and go somewhere where I didn't know anybody
okay.
and just kind of start out fresh because I was born and raised in San Francisco.
Mm.
San Francisco, 生まれて I didn't leave like San Francisco ever.
like, I was,
yeah, I was just...Like, totally. So I had a really big family and mm. a lot of friends in the community.
Mm.
So it was just like, almost felt like things were decided for me already. Because mm. I was like growing up in that.
But so. It's not like you were in a bad situation in San Francisco, right?
No.
It's not like you were running away from something.
No, I wasn't. No, I love San Francisco and mm. I have a lot of pride.
でもそこから急に日本って結構家族とかびっくりしたんじゃないの?
But, でだけどもう前から日本に行きたい日本に住みたいって言ってすごいあの応援してくれて
最初に日本に来た時びっくりしたことあった
いっぱいありましたいっぱいありましただけどまあピンポイントでちょっと言えるのは難しいけど、
うん、
I was just like surprised in general just every day I was just like oh like surprise overload
what about like homesickness
at firstI didn't mm. get homesick at all because I was just so like excited.
Okay.
So excited and it was so fun meeting new people. But like after a while, yeah, like, I mean, there are days like even now, I consider in Japan like my, I wouldn't even want to say second home. It's like just as much of a home as it is, as mm. San Francisco is mm. to me, even though I've lived here for 6 years and San Francisco for 20, it's mm. still, you know, my home to me. I don't think the time really matters spent.
Mm.
Because a lot of the things that I've experienced in my life, I felt like the percentage-wise is like Japan is like even could be even more so like greater than what I feel like I've experienced in the 20 years. Not to like rag on San Francisco or the States as well because I love it, but just like I think you're in your comfort zone and then you leave to a new place, you really grow and find yourself.
そうだよね。それでだって5万人の前で歌ってるわけだからね。
そう。
すごいよね。
結構日本でいろいろ経験できて本当に、
ね、
本当に嬉しいです。
Does it look like a Hail Mary? Like thinking back,
a Hail Mary like as in like
if you plan to do this,
uh-huh.
like you pulling it off, does that seem like a Hail Mary, right?
That's, you know, I don't know. I kind of see it in different ways. Like I always, in the back of my head, saw myself like getting here, to be honest, even in the beginning. Mm. And I've just always been someone that kind of likes to envision stuff early. I want to, like, I plan always. Mm. So I kind of knew in my heart that I wanted something like this to happen. And the fact that it did actually happen is just like a blessing.
すごいね。この今後の、今後は?今後の目標は?
A lot. たくさんたくさんやりたいことがあって、あの、まあ音楽に関して、
うん、
そのいろいろ J-POP、Japanese artist と一緒にコラボできて、
うん、
あのもっともっと でかいステージ、ライブできるように頑張ります。
なんかだって日本の歌を英語で歌ったりとかしてない?
そうですね。あの一番最近のミラーデビューアルバム音楽。
Yeah, he put out a bilingual album basically in 音楽。
Right, right. right?
まあ音楽はあのほとんど英語だけど、その好きな J-POP カバーを。
もともとは日本の歌ってことだよね。
はいはい。
すごいね。例えば今この聞いてる人のためになんかそのどういう曲をカバーしたか。
例えばあの今一番人気な曲は、
うん、
HY っていう、知ってますかバンド
知ってる
HY の10あの AM11 時
懐かしい、
ね、11AM っていう曲
懐かしいね、うん、あれみんな好きだったよ ね,
そうだね
みんな聞いてたね That was huge Everyone was singing it in karaoke
I don't know if Michael knows it or...
I just saw it. It's the first song on the album
Yeah the first song on the album
I really like that song
Yeah
It's pretty cool
Yeah I dig it
なんかあーって感じのね
そうだね The lyrics are really kind of deep I think、
うん、
There are some songs where the original I didn't really like
Yeah
But like I like your version of it
Thank you
I don't want to say who
でもカバーだとそういうこともあるよね
Yeah well,
あのよくさだってマットがこうツイッターでこうファンの人のやつコメント返したりとかリツイートしてるの見るとなんかあこっちの方がマットのバージョンの方が全然好きですみたいな言ってる人すごいいっぱいいるもんね。
Oh, that makes me like really happy. But definitely like I think you have to give respect to the person、mm-hmm. that made the first song、yeah. because without that song like I wouldn't even have anything to like work with in the、
right.
first place.
で自分の曲も書くんだよね。あとあれだよね自分で曲作ってるからウィンズに曲を提供したりとかもしてる、ね。
そう基本あのファーストアルバムとセカンドアルバム全部自分で。書きました。あと、
wow.
あのその音も自分でプロデュースして半分ぐらい。
楽器も。
Have you noticed your what you produce changing over time? Is it becoming more Japanese or?
It's always changing all the time. And I don't think it's becoming more or less one other way.But yeah. I just have more tools to work with. Like if I wanted to, I could make it more Japanese. If I wanted to, I could still keep it more like Western sounding.
But how do you think like living here has kind of changed the sounds that you're making?
Well, that was
like,
kind
it's
of
got to, yeah.
That was kind of like the whole concept of the album.
Oh, okay.
Of this last album. And that's why we named it, you know, 音楽. Simple で音楽っていうタイトルは本当に like I've been here for 6 years, and of course, all the songs in the album I picked for a certain reason. But in general, one of the big themes of the album was I wanted to show my love for Japan. So, 日本の愛って感じでその音楽を
Matt is super into Japan. Like he sent me.Weird movies like like Koroshiya Ichi.
Ah, あれもうトラウマになったからね。マットとマイケルのせいでマミトラウマだよ。あのね、ちょっとこれ見てない人のために言うけど、Koroshiya Ichiっていうあの浅野忠信さんのね、結構古い映画だよね。
古い映画。
あれをね、マットとマイケルが見ろって言うから見たの。もうね、マミ結構グロい映画好きだから、
そうだね。
結構耐性あるはずが、もう途中でやめた。生まれて初めて映画途中でやめた。あれやばい。
You have to finish
it. でも実はね、その映画、あの、サンフランシスコ大学にも行って って、うん、その日本の文化の授業の中で
見たの
先生から
嘘
先生から、oh, あの映画紹介して
あれで何の日本の文化学ぶのや何
うーんなんか
や変な
面白いから it's extreme so like you know
でも確かにピンサロとかねちょっと下ネタになっちゃうけどああいうなんて言うんだろう日本独自のものは、うん、ああいう映画とか見ないとなかなか分かんないもんね
I think so.
でもあれ見たらさ日本ってどんな国だよと思わない
Yeah, well, I mean, when I first saw that I was like I was thinking No, it can't really be like that crazy
It's but, pretty crazy
But I mean, that, to give that teacher likeOff, in all fairness, he showed us a lot of different kinds of movies, not just those kinds of movies. So it wasn't this, that. It wasn't like I thought that was Japan. He showed us, you know, like nature, like films and stuff about Japan. So, yeah.
あれはね、本当見てるだけで頭がクラクラした。やばいね、あれは。
Matt actually got me into Japan a lot more than I was at the time.
Wow.
Because at the time, I was living here, but I wasn't really feeling it, and I wasn't really feeling the language. And so both me and Matt were just studying. Mm. We were just studying, working on Japanese.
Wait, you guys were studying Japanese together?
We were. Yeah.
What? Maji de?
Yep.
Yeah.
Matt, chou pera pera jan.
Doi koto?
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah,
I mean, I think I did help Michael out with a few kanji tests.
I was garbage at
でもさ6年でこんなペラペラすごいよね
It was weird because I felt like I'd been living here almost my entire life and I was just bored with it and I didn't know about stuff like Koroshi Aichi I didn't know about some of the TV shows and stuff and I didn't really somehow that culture never like permeated
yeah because you know a lot of that culture is
it's
like,
weird
is a lot more popular in the States than it is in Japan and you'll ask a mainstream Japanese person if they know about something and usually they won't
そうだよね確かになんかヨーロッパとかに行っても結構日本オタクの人の方が日本人より詳しいことってあるもんね、だからあのヨーロッパ行った時にみんなにあお前日本人なんだって言って5人ぐらいのグループがドラゴンボールの歌を日本語で歌い始めたのでも私ドラゴンボール見てなかったから一緒に歌えなくてThey were so disappointed. Like,
wow,
日本人のくせに知らないんだ。
Like, what kind of Japanese person is this?
Yeah.
That's like the Doraemon song too. I don't know not the Doraemon, the Anpanman song. Like a lot of people know that.
Yeah.
And I don't know it. So so I've met a lot of foreigners that know the Anpanman song.
そうそう。日本、まああとだって東京都に住んでる人が東京タワー行かないみたいなもんでさ。
Yeah.
こう近いと。
I think America is the same way too. Like the way that.Foreigners look at America, they'll be like more informed about certain like niche cultures that like your average Joe in America wouldn't know about. So
that's weird. If you're coming from outside, then you kind of you're forced to prioritize what you're going to do because you don't have that much time, and so you do a lot more. It seems like you might end up doing deeper research than someone that was just.Born there or lives there because you're わざわざ来てるじゃん。
そうそうそうだよね。
Yeah.
だからマットの方が詳し日本に詳しいんだ。
Oh, for sure. for sure.
でもさその日本のこうエンタメ業界というかさ歌手とかって結構、まあアメリカはいろんな人種とか混ざってるし、カナダ人とかも、アブリル・ラビンとかさ、なんかナチュラルに混ざってるけど、日本ってあんまりそういうのがないじゃん。まあ言語の問題もあるし。
ねはい、まあそのたまにいるんですけど。
そこでさそのなんていうの、日本で外国人歌手としてやっていくっていうのはなんかどういう感じなの？
It's really weird, but it's really cool, super cool, and I'm just happy that I'm able to like come to Japan as a foreigner and be like accepted into the community and be able to do what I love doing like not like a lot of times I feel like from a foreign perspective it's like you feel like I can't get completely in to the culture you know there's just like a barrier always or I'm never fully going to be able to do like just get in it you know what I mean but I feel like I have like now I wasn't sure that I'd always be able to when I was doing music and like 2 years ago, or even after I put out my first CD, that I still had doubts about, you know, maybe I'm just never going to be able to like break this thing or get in here. But I mean, a lot of it is just learning more about the culture and the language. Mm. At first, I could barely speak like good Japanese when I first started out in the industry. So being able to speak more, communicate better has like just opened so many doors and like barriers for me.
その今仕事はだいたいほとんど日本語ってことだよね。
仕事、そうですね。まあ、あの、
なんで敬語？
慣れてるから。そうそう。Yeah, I usually speak in Japanese like to my, you know, staff people or industry people. Mostly only speak Japanese, so.
それで結構上達したっていうのもあるのかな。
頑張ります。
He's totally pulling it off too. I've seen him working.
And he's
all the bowing and the,
ah, そのビジネス文化みたいなね。
名刺 or whatever. Yeah.
そうだね。すごいいっぱいあるもんね、ルールね。
そうですね。いっぱいある。まだ慣れてる。
こう名刺は必ず両手でとかね。こう机を挟んで受け取ってはいけませんとか。
なんか、but since I'm like 一応外人, like people just are really loose with me, and it's like I don't know. I feel like I kind of get the
you get a little license,
little pass that you know what is that Monopoly like.Get out of jail free.
They're gaijin say,
no, they call it gaijin smash.
Oh, I always call it
a foreigner
gaijin
just
card.
Is like fuck the rules and he does whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I don't condone that or anything, but sometimes it can work in your benefit.
Yeah. まあそうだよね。まあだって普通に日本で生まれ育った人でもちゃんと分かんないぐらいの数のルールがあるからね。
Like me? Are you talking to me?
I'm not talking to you. そうか。でもさ。ちょっと不思議だったんだけど、そのなんかいつもさ外とかでマットに会っても超普通の感じじゃん。
うん、
あーはいみたいな、
はい。
なんか外歩いててキャーみたいな時ある？なんかあーファンですみたいな。
あります。最近は
すごいね。すごいね。大人気じゃん。
Are you accustomed to that? Is that like is、
ね、
that does that not bother you? You're totally.
I'm definitely like it.I'm happy to know that like my music is getting out there and people are seeing me, but at first it was a little weird. Like I just got out the gym, I'm like really sweaty. I'm like super sweaty and I'm just
what,
like not even caring about anything. Like my face probably just looks like hell.
もう死にそうな感じで。
Yeah. And someone's like, oh, すみません、マットキャブですか? Sometimes I feel like saying, yeah, 違います。but yeah, of course, I'm polite and yeah.
Was he holding an umbrella for you?
why is it a guy with an umbrella out of nowhere? That's a secret, by the way.
Random. Random. まあでも男だからまださ、ほら、すっぴんとかじゃないかいいよね。
まあそうだね。
女の子だとね、ボロボロの時、本当ボロボロだからやばい。
Do you feel like becoming more high profile has kind of influenced your sense of identity?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Definitely. Like, I kind of feel like, in a way, it's like two people. I have to be two people, just like the regular me, which you guys probably know.
仕事とプライベートの。
そう、そのラインは大事だと思う。But
so the extremes are just more extreme, is what.
The extremes are more extreme, but at the same time of those like two diverging personalities, at the same time, it's like becoming more and more one, where like you don't really know like which one you're being at the time. It's, I still can't really answer this question for you yet because it's still like in the process, you know
well,
what I mean?
I was there when Matt was shooting for the YouTube live
so
that
この間,
he did
okay.
recently.
YouTube でなんかストリーミングライブ.
Yeah. Can people still see that? They can go find it?
They can find it on my YouTube channel. Right now, while we're recording this, it's not up, but it will be up, and probably by the time you hear this, you can watch it.
Cool.
Oh, nice.
僕の YouTube チャンネルで.
But what
else? Matt Cab で検索すれば見れるの?
そうそう, Matt Cab 検索, YouTube で検索して,
nice.
Matt Cab TV.
Okay.
So, there was like this countdown till they went live, right? So Matt's standing up there with sunglasses on at this microphone, and he's got like nothing to do. He's just waiting. He's just waiting for them to start. And one of our friends is kind of jumping around in the back and like running up to the front, and like he was a little drunk. But my point is that he was like in this weird zone, which like it's almost like that zone
professional,
like zone. I've never explored that zone. Like I've never tried to do that where it's like, all right, get a bunch of cameras in my face and I'm going to be live in front of this many people and I'm just going to have absolute focus and try to do something that's super highly skilled.
Mm.
Like that's weird.
Yeah. You know that, like, it's, I'm glad that you like noticed that actually, because like that's something that like I constantly like try to, I guess get better at, is just the switch. Like it's really important to have that switch. And so I remember the moment that you're talking about, like right now, actually. Yeah. And so it's almost like a prayer. Though. It's like you get into this like prayer mode and you're okay. Just, you're, yeah.
It looked like meditation or something. Like if he was in a monk outfit, it would have made just as much sense.
I'm going to have to try that. 今度その monk outfit で。
And even, you know, that and like doing the interviews and stuff, like I get super nervous. When we went on Box Ramonda, I was just like,
oh my god,
tripping.
You guys did great though.
Wow, thanks. But Michael が緊張してるとこ初めて見たよ。
I don't do stuff like that. And when I'm in here,
どんな感じになった?
Oh, I'm just sweating for like no reason. I don't even know what's going on.
どうしようみたいな。
I'm just like, I'm sweating. Does my stomach hurt right now?
マミはね、緊張しないのもともと。だから結構平気だった。結構平気だったけど、緊張っていうよりもなんか、うわ、本当に来ちゃったみたいな。本物の爆笑問題だみたいな。うちは
楽しかった。
超楽しかった。
Yeah, well with that I could just go in and we just started right then, right?
Mm.
But Matt has this, what Matt was doing is like they got a countdown and like these huge like cameras and stuff like in his face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's totally by himself. It's only him. So with Bok Shul Monday it's like, oh well if I don't say anything, they're gonna say something. You know, I could just do whatever and they'll just,
yeah,
if I fuck up they'll make fun of me.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it'll be natural.
Mm-hmm.
But when Matt's going up and they're doing this countdown and he's got a huge camera on like a crane like rotating around and they're just counting down to this thing, it's like, it's kind of do or die.
It is, it is really do or die. But the thing that helps me, まあちょっと怖いけど, the thing that helps me is I think about it like I love sports.
Okay.
I think about it like I'm a professional, you know, like athlete.
Okay.
Because like athletes, they need to perform like
その場合ね,
on the spot.
Yeah.
You know?
確かに。
And 本当に音楽はなんかスポーツの試合とすごい似てると思うけど、
やり直せないもんね。
そうです。
It's like that, the three pointer on the buzzer.
Yeah.
Like every time. Right?
そうだ
ね。Yeah, there's a lot of pressure involved, but at the same time that's what kind of like fuels me to 勝ちたい気持ちが。
なんかさ、歌詞忘れちゃったらどうしようとか。歌詞忘れることある?
いつもあります。
あるんだ、やっぱ。やっぱあるんだ。
あります。
どうするの?
That makes it a unique performance in my eyes.
まあそうだよね。
you know?
CD と違うところだもんね、それ。
That was meant to happen, I guess, in that case. That's how I see it.
そうか。え、忘れたらどうするの?
Just keep going.
He's just busting.
Just keep going.
みたいな。
Quick head spin.
踊る。
Windmill.
そうだよね。ていうか、5万人が、さあなんか自分一人のことを見てる状態ってめったにあることじゃないもんね。
そう、すごいなんか有名みたいな感じでした。
すごいよね。
What do you think about Japanese girls?
and,
and specifically jungle.
And what?
Jungle.
Jungle. Jungle. Oh, jungle. Wait, what was that again? Oh, jeez.
Michael が下ネタ突っ込ん
できた。I did watch that episode, so from the 爆笑問題の。の時あの、so, 聞きましたので、
ジャングル。
The first half of the question, Japanese girls, I think are amazing, and
yay.
I mean, first of all, I think all women in general are amazing.
that was smart.
No, I really do. Like as a man, like I mean, there's always like gender issues in men. It's like men are better than women from a young age, or women are better than men from a young age, right?
Yeah.
But like in all honesty, I just like. Have so much respect for women.
Oh,
because you know,
me too.
no, I don't believe Michael for some reason.
Well, I grew up with one-san ga ite,
and
she is 35.
Okay,
so we're a little bit separate in age, but she's one of my you know, biggest role models. He's a really strong person. So I just, I guess I always grew up like respecting women.
やっぱ Matt は女性のファンの方が多い？
うん、多い、多いけど、もともと
キャス的みたいな感じだもんね。
I've been to his shows where all you can see at the front is is like 8 out of 10 girls all across the front, like all pressed up against the stage.
いやでも最近あの男のファンも増えました。はい。それ嬉しいです。
声がさすごいなんかスウィートだもんね。
ありがとうございます。Thank you.
ポレちゃん。
そう、キャーって感じ、もう目がハートになっちゃう感じ。そりゃ女の子イチコロだよ。そりゃ女の子もやられるわ。
I just imagine like these like hearts on your eyes.
What was it like to work with M-Flow?
Well, man, they are like so amazing. It was like more than like I expected. And their M-Flow is Verbal and Taku. And they are both like incredible people. Not just as artists, which of course I've always respected them as artists. But after I met them, I was like, man, these guys are so like genuine and just so real. Yeah. And
wow. That's, they've been around forever, Jamai.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is like their album was one of the first Japanese albums I ever heard.
Oh, so. Mazde?
That's America crazy.
De,
wow.
M-Flow のアルバムがその、まあ、一番っていうか。
あ、そうなんだ。
はい。
すごい偶然じゃない？
Yeah.
Wow.
それでまさか。
ね。
何年後一緒に同じステージでライブ。
That's so weird because that's kind of like the Bakusho Mondai connection.
Yeah, totally.
そうだね。But how did that happen though?
I don't know if that many people know it, but I was working with Verbal's producer, one of his producers. I met him in the club.
あ、そうなの?
Yeah, I just met him.
Namba?
逆な?
His, one of his producers. And it's a dude. Yeah.
Namba?
He's an American guy, actually, right? So we were just talking in the club, and he's like, oh, yeah, I know you sing and stuff.So he was like, let's do a session at Verbal's studio. I work with Verbal. Let's do a session at Verbal's studio.
Wow.
バブルのプロデューサーがあのたまたまクラブで会って、あ、マットキャブですか？あ、知ってる。すごいいい声ですねって言われて、ちょっとバーバルさんのスタジオでいろいろあのソングライティングのセッションやりましょうって言われて、I went to the studio and、I saw Verbal walk into the studio.
Wow.
He was like looking super like cool. You know, it was just like as I imagined. And I just said, what's up? It's really nice, but that's all. I was just like, hey, what's up? You're going to work here? Yeah, feel free to use the studio and stuff like that. So we worked on some songs. And then I got contacted from that producer. He was like, yo, I let Verbal listen to one of your songs. And yeah, he wants you on the M-Flow's album.
Wow.
いきなり。
すごいね。That must have been super exciting.
バブルさんのプロデューサーが、そう、バブルから、あの、
やばいね、
フィーチャリングどうですか？
やばいね。じゃあ、あっちから言ってくれたんだ。やりましょうって。
Yeah.
すごいじゃん。
So,
it was crazy pants.
yeah, crazy pants.
crazy pants.
Yeah. すごいね。でもなんかさ、ずっとこうやって、まあ普通に友達としていたけど、なんかこうやって番組を一緒にやると思わなかったからなんか不思議な感じだよね。
Right.
Yeah, that's
you just
crazy.
You never know like the、ね、weird interworkings of like where your life will go.
本当だよね。
It's super、yeah. weird.
ね、それ多分
I could be tripping right now. Like, I'm just like, whoa.
ね、それまあ最近まさに特にうちらね、マミとマイケルは、結構いきなりこれ起きたから本当そんな感じ。
Wait, so what do you think about Jungle?Totally dodge
jungle. I mean,
so persistent.
I like all kinds of nature. I like forests. I like deserts. I
mean, yeah. Yeah.
What about like cacti? And, like,
what the?
I don't know what that means. But
what did your family do to get you to engineer this musical prodigy? Like, what happened?
What happened?
Like from an early age.
Well, my mom and my dad.
Oh, not there.
そっから始まる。え、でもちょっと待って。いつから歌うまかったの？もうちっちゃい時からうまかったの？
ちっちゃい時からすごい歌いたい気持ち持って。I always wanted to sing. I don't know if I was good back then. I mean, I was a kid. I was just like, nah, nah,
nah, right? I still don't know if I'm good.
Singing stuff like that. But my dad is a really amazing singer. Amazing singer. I still think he's like...
You mean professional singer or just...
He sings like in the church.
He
kind of does like church direction.
Okay.
And...
Wow.
So I kind of just wanted to be like my dad.
なんかその歌うまいのってとかって遺伝するもんなのかな。なんかその声帯とか、
多分関係あると思いますけど、まあ関係ない人もいると思う。
Well, he's also super good at the piano, not just singing.
Oh, そっか、そうだよね。
Are you guys just gonna like praise me this whole time?
Well, I just want to know.
Yeah, なんか
like let's say there's some parents out there.
Yeah.
And they've got a little kid, and they want to turn this kid into like a musical monster or whatever it is, whether it's like skiing or whatever. Like you're an example. Like I didn't learn anything until I was kind of older in life. So how did that happen?
You know, I think about this all the time, actually, because my brother and sister both have kids. They have a total of 5 kids. Is that weird to say? My brother and sister have a total of 5 kids. No, when I say my brother has 3 kids, and my sister, my sister has 3 kids, and my brother has 2 kids.
Yeah, never heard that before.
And they're all very musically inclined. Mm. Well, most of them.
Is it because of you or?
I don't know what it is, but like they just have like some like inclination to to music, and they're very like rhythmic all the time, always like beating on like tables and like singing like melodies and stuff. And you know, my niece right now, she's Michael met her once before, but she's 17, living in the States. And she's an incredible singer, and I'm always thinking like, how I'm not her like parent, but as her uncle, like you know, should I push her or should I just let things go naturally?
Yeah, that's weird.
It's a weird
難しいね。
And isn't it weird to talk about this? Like, we're like 26 or 20. You know?
Yeah.
I kind of feel like,
but
it's an important thing.
Well,
I have a story, actually. I clearly remember, I don't think I've ever told anybody this before, so this is like exclusive news. No, it's not dirty.
Okay.
When I was, the first time I went to a piano lesson, I was five years old.
Okay.
Went to a piano lesson, and I hated it. I cried. Like, I clearly remember crying. Not because I hated the piano, because I'm the one that told my parents I want to learn how to play piano.
Okay.
But I was just so nervous, and the teachers were old. And I was just like a 5-year old kid, and I was just like, no, I don't like I don't want to do this like anymore. It's too much pressure. Like I cried so much, and I still remember that. But for some reason I didn't quit. Like I wanted to go back. And then it just got better.
Wow. よかったね、やめなくて.
Yeah.
よかった. I have like the same thing happen, except my mom used to teach people how to play piano.
Okay.
So she was teaching me how to play piano. And then I got bored and I never did it again. Like right away. Mm. And that's it. And I had a grand piano in the house like my whole life, and I never got good at it.
マイケルがピアノ弾いてるところちょっと想像できないもん。できない。
関係ない。
でもギター弾けるからいいじゃん。
まあね。 I'm alright. I'm okay.
ちょっと今なんかマットにマミ気になって聞きたかったんだけど、こうなんか今違法ダウンロードとか、そのそれを規制する法律とか日本すごいじゃん。それをなんか歌手の人はどう思ってんのかなと思ってたのずっと。
That's a difficult,
it's a landmine.
すごい難しいトピックですね。でも I think as a working musician, like all working musicians deserve to get, you know, paid for what they do, not because of they should get money, but just because if you like what they're doing, then instead of just, you know, taking it for free, you should enable them to be able to continue creating. And that's the important thing. And but at the same time, I know like illegal downloading is much worse in the States, and I feel like it's just so easy to do. So I don't really blame people for doing it because it's become like part of a culture. But I think that people have to find a new solution in order to make it good for both parties.
Yeah, like listening to someone and supporting them are not the same thing anymore.
So, ne?
They're totally different.
Yeah. So, ne?
It's like a... It's not that you have to be guilted into it, but you have to kind of make a conscious decision. But it means more, too. When you buy music now, I feel like it means more.
So, ne? 好き、すごい好きっていうことだからね.
If I buy music, it's like, damn.
Yeah, because I feel like 昔は何でも払わないと絶対に聞けないから払うけど、 今別に YouTube 行ったりとか、まあ何でもソロだからね。それで、この間リリースしたアルバムの音源全部
YouTube にアップしてる。ああ、自ら？そう、あの、
I have like kind of
なんか promotion video をアップして、 全部 聞けるようになってるから、 I think that people deserve the, you know, chance to listen to it. And if they like it, then you know, show their support in whatever way they can, whether that means buying the music or going to a show or even just, you know, telling your friend, hey, check this person out. Because that helps too.
So that's right. とかグッズとか、グッズあるの、マット、タオルとか。あります。タオルあります。あ、yeah.
I was rocking one of those.
マットキャブって使ってた。嘘。欲しいんだけど、何があんの？タオル？タオルの他にもなんかあんの？ これからTシャツとかいっぱい考えてるけど、まだ、はい、これから。
いいね。うちらもね、Tシャツ作ってるからね。欲しい。
Yeah, ours is like...
What is it? What's on it?
It's a secret.
Oh.
It's a secret.
誰も知らないの、まだ。
Oh. The design is taped over there.
So, あそこ。
Don't say anything specific about it. You're the first person.
Oh my god!
You're like one of the
Look
first
at that
people.
Thing!
そうだよ。マミとマイケルと業者以外で。 この確定したデザインを見るのは初めてだよ、マットが。すごい、みんな楽しみにしてね。
Yeah, we'll get you one. We'll get you one.
あ、そう、あ、そう、あのね、昨日、あ、この間の爆笑問題カーボーイで、この特別編のことを太田さんがなんと告知してくれたんだよね。
Yeah, yeah.
びっくりした。
Wow.
聞いてね、みたいな言ってくれたの、急に。なん、もうチームじゃんって思っちゃった、勝手に。
Yeah. I'm happy too. That's awesome.
ね。 So so.
But then he called me like hip hop though, right?
So.
すみません、太田さんですね。太田さんヒップホップじゃないですよ。
So R&B でした。でもすごいね。
I love 太田さん。
So 太田さんちょっとさ、いつか来てほしいね、ここに。マイケルの家に。
あ、恥ずかしい。ちょっと掃除しないと。 Yeah, I'll 掃除。
So あの、なんだっけ、殺し屋一をおすすめてくれたマットキャブ。
What's your favorite anime right now?
Like, anime.
What are you really...
I'm not watching any anime right now, to be honest.
You're not watching any anime?
Not anime. Not
recently.
Anime? 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 Anime?
But you still have a favorite,
right?
One
Piece, of course. And then, Dragon Ball. And
One Piece is manga? No, it's not.
Manga じゃなくて、アニメの方見てて。
What about that?
漢字が、まあ、
I
can't really, yeah.
What about that ghost? There was like a ghost thing?
A ghost thing?
Like a shell ghost?
Ghost in the Shell?
Yeah.
Shell
ghost. I'm pretty, that's a classic.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
No.
Ghost in the
Shell. It's like a...
What do you call it in Japanese? Do you know?
I'm not sure the title in Japanese. I'm sure somebody knows. Somebody who's listening definitely knows.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
We'll write it up later. But it's kind of a classic about, you know,
it was
delves
really
into the question of like, do androids have like spirits or I think it does, but
wasn't it also about like the declining population in Japan and that's why they were like building robots?
I'm not quite sure though.
That sounds pretty deep.
But all of those, you know, anime from that like time period, you know, ask some pretty deep questions.
Michael もワンピース読んでたよね。ちょっとだけ。
見てた。
あ、見てた。マミちょっと読んだ。
I read like the first
Mami
three.
Mami wa doumo josei toshite.
Okay, I know people might hate me for this, but I don't like it.
Why?
And I feel like I'm the only person who doesn't like it.
Kaede.
No,
just kidding.
なんかね、すごい、なんていうの、主人公がどうしても好きになれないの。
Luffy.
なんかあのすごい順調な感じじゃん。
ちなみにあの後ろにいるマネージャーさんがルフィの大ファンなんですけど。
Oh, yeah, for sure.
すいません。わお。もう嫌われたから。今日初対面なのに。
No, I like One Piece. I don't necessarily like Luffy. I like.
You're all about Zoro, right?
I'm all about Zoro.
一回 Zoro だったじゃん、ハロウィンで。
Nitoryu. Yes, ma'am. I was.
ね。
But there's something going on with that show that's pretty unique, I think.
Yeah.
It's kind of a. It's kind of trippy. It's kind of weird.
It is trippy.
It's weird to get in that world.
That's why, like, you know, as an American, you might hear it a lot, but like, Americans are always like, man, Japanese, like, anime and Japanese, the Japanese are so crazy. Not in a bad way. Not to say that with any, like, disrespect. But, like, it's amazing, like, the amount of creativity and, like, out of the box that, like...
そう、なんかずっと日本にいると、やっぱり、なんでそんなに、何がそんなに違うのかなっていう、なんか分からん。まあ、もともと私そんなアニメも詳しくないし、だから余計、こう、何がそんなに人気の秘訣なんだろう。
Well, did you ever watch like American cartoons and stuff when you were young?
I was watching Cartoon Channel.
But were you into it? Were you like into
like Tom and Jerry?
Like Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, I was into Ninja Turtles.
But like into it, like
yeah, I was
pretending to be Michelangelo.
No, because I'm a girl, so no, but...
For me,
I grew up with Disney.
Did you feel like watching those cartoons when you were young and then finding the Japanese ones later, it's like they just turned up the volume.
Dude, no, like... They just made exactly it crazy. What you're talking about. Well, I mean, I loved American cartoons as a kid, too.
But they're for kids.
But when I saw, like, anime for the first time, I, like, felt like I found... I felt like I found something, like... that I shouldn't have found. you know what I mean?
It's like porn.
in a
like
way,
I found
right?
like a it's like I found a porn magazine like in the park.
America のアニメとかは
there's nobody around.
子供向けが多いからってこと?その日本のは結構大人向け。
Well, look at the story and stuff behind like Batman or Spider-Man and stuff. It just in depth and insight and complexity, it's not fucking with the Japanese anime. Because it's catering to a younger audience.
まあ、ちょっとなんか日常的な。
In Japan, it's like the
まあでも確かにアメリカの方がこう悪者がいて、いいものがいて、いい人が悪いのをやっつけて終わりみたいな。
Yeah, kind of. But you know what though? I've like always agreed with Michael on that point. But like recently, like thinking back on it, I'm like, wow, like American cartoons.Are actually kind of crazy, like turtles as ninjas because they drank ooze.
Like, for sure, crazy.
Who love pizza? Like, really? That's pretty.
Yeah,
like,
that's pretty.
That's
random.
Pretty dope. You know, well, but because we grew up with it, I don't know.
Well, like SpongeBob is from like nuclear weapons testing. That's how they all got like
presumably,
walk around and stuff.
But SpongeBob is kind of like for adults too.
Really?
Yeah.
But. What you're talking about is like the premise, but when you're actually watching those cartoons, it's not necessarily like deep shit going on, right?
Right.
Like episode to episode.
日本で育って日本のアンパンマンとかを見てたマミからすると、なんかトムとジェリーとか、ルーニー・トゥーンズみたいな、なんかさ、結構 violent じゃない? Like
yeah,
Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry の方が violent.
They'll like bomb each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For no apparent reason,
like
really.
Wile E. Coyote.
だけどなんか the style is so different. Like it's like just, you know.
It's 楽しい.
It's, yeah.
When you're watching Japanese anime, it's like, damn, this is sad. I've never gotten sad watching Tom and Jerry, ever.
When I like saw like the first like anime I saw, I don't know what it was. I forgot what it was. I think it was like Akira. Something like that. And just like dudes like exploding into like weird like things. And I'm just like,Should I be watching this?
そこまで?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some weird shit.
なんかなんだっけ? 20世紀少年とか?
知らない。
あれ結構面白かった。なんかそのさ、映画にできそうな、結構リアルっぽいんだけど、なんか設定が超クレイジーみたいな。
What is it?
It's about like a cult. Like trying to take over the world.
See, that's pretty crazy.
Or at least Japan. yeah, and then they would kill people who would do something against them. とか。だから結構怖いの、普通に。
Yeah, I don't... I feel like Japanese people could watch American animations or cartoons and understand what's going on.
Mm.
But it's super difficult for a foreigner to watch Japanese anime and know what's going on. Because I have a really hard time understanding, like, the Ghost in the Shell stuff. That's super hard.
Mm.
Right. And even so, even like Ghibli, like,
yeah.
Ghibli is meant for like a wide range of audience, 結構 幅広い audience. なんだけど, I feel like an American variation of that, like Disney movies, the emotions depicted in those movies are always black and white and like very clear and expected. But like if you watch like a Ghibli movie, there's so much complexity. And it's not just like happiness or sadness. Sometimes it's just left the way it is, and you just have to interpret yourself. And Ghibli movies always made me feel lonely for some reason. Do you know what I mean?
Ghibli 結構難しいよね。なんかさ、あの、これをじゃあ一言で何の映画か説明してくださいって言われてもできないもん。
うん。
え、これ何の話かなみたいな。
そうだね。
よく考えると分かんない。
What's your favorite Ghibli?
Favorite Ghibli
movie?
I like a couple of them. I like Sen to Chihiro.
Okay. Mm.
And I like Nausicaa.
Sen to Chihiro, 怖くない？いつもさ、あの、顔なしが追いかけてくるとこが怖すぎてトラウマなんだけど。いきなり、だってさ、お金みたいなくれようとするじゃん。
Yeah.
だから優しいんだと思ったらさ、そう、超怖い。
Michael, you're like way too good at that.
超怖いよ。なんかそういうさ、そう。そう。だ日本そういうのうまいんだよね。こういきなりでかい声出したりとかするんじゃなくて、
うん、
そのなんかちっちゃい声で意味不明なこと言う。そうそう。それが怖いんだよ。
Yeah, there's actually a lot of like signature Japanese voices and like sounds. There's that one, then there's like the
Ju-on とか。
There's the Ju-on one, and then there's like the cat boy and like I can't think of any American ones that have that.
American signature sounds.
Like even like Jason or Freddy, like they don't really make
it's
a
not
sound.
Really, yeah.
America はやっぱり女が最後にいきなり強くなって、なんか悪いものをチェーンソーとかでぶち殺すみたいなの多くない？
Yeah.
最近特に。
There's a lot of that.
なんか最初女の子がキャーって言って泣いてるのに、最後の15分ぐらいでめっちゃ強くなるみたいな。
Yeah, it's do or die.
That's the type of movie that I usually don't watch.
なんか日本はあんまそういうのないじゃん。しかも日本ってこう殺せないやつと戦う映画多いじゃん。
Are there more sad endings in Japan?
I feel like in Japan, like, there's movies where, like, it's okay for the bad person to win. Like, it wouldn't be that weird if the bad person won.
What happened in Ju-on? I don't remember.
Ju-on はもう doomed.
Doomed, right?
というか、most そのお化け系の Japanese horror movies are doomed.
Yeah.
Like, Ring とかもそうだけど。
All negative
endings? No happy ending. Like,There's no way out. You're stuck in there, and you're gonna die.
落ち込んで。
The Ring was like one of I don't know why, but for me it was one of the scariest movies I've ever.
あれ怖かったよ。怖いよあれ。
Did you think you were gonna get a phone call or something?
I literally did think I was.
No way.
I'm not kidding you.
I wanted proof that video wasn't real. Like, I wanted proof that it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
But there is none, right?
No.
What are you talking about?
This is really weird because I saw the American version. The American version actually tripped me out. I thought it was with the one with Naomi Watts.
Yeah. あのさクローゼットに女の子が死んでるやつでしょ。あれめっちゃ怖かった。あそこだけ。
Her face was like so scary. But
the O face?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The O face. And I thought I was this is like clearly like ingrained in my like mind. But there's like in that video there's like a chair, right? They show like a chair by itself, right?
And the ladder and shit too.
Yeah, right? Chair and ladder and well and whatever. But on the seventh day after I saw that movie, I was in my friend's house. And I was walking by an empty room with just a solitary chair in the middle. That's why I was so scared because it was like, how long has it been? And it's like, oh shit, it's been 7 days.
Damn.
テレビからサトコ出てきちゃう。
I thought so. So I was scared.
怖い怖い。
I got really scared with that too. I took one of my ex-girlfriends back in the day. We went to see one of those movies.
Whoop whoop.
And Stop. And we went, and there was nobody else there. And this is in like Roppongi or something, with like a big ass movie theater.
Hills.
So it's just the two of us in this huge movie theater, and we're just sitting there for like Grudge 2 or something.
Right. Is this the ex girlfriend that I know or don't know?
Oh yeah, you know.
Oh, I know. Okay.
And
which one?
Stop! I'm not gonna say. And
she who shall never be named.
Shall never be named. Let me finish my story. So we're just sitting there, and she's totally like, she's decided fuck it, but she doesn't want to be rude and say like, let's leave. Yeah. So she's like closing her eyes and like plugging her ears and just like curling in a ball. And I'm trying to pretend that I'm not scared.
Yeah.
But dude, in that movie theater with no other people, I was like looking down the aisles and I was like, I was so scared.
ロッポンギヒルズの映画館夜夜中で人いない時めっちゃ怖いよね.
Try watching.
I haven't been there.
I saw Dead Silence. あのソーとかの監督のやつを一番後ろのローで見て誰もロー一人で No, with my その時の元からね. もう真っ暗ですごい怖いの. ちょっとねホラー好きな人は空いてる時一番後ろの席座るといいよ.
I still remember that. I remember she like came out of a sink and there was like water in there and it was a like a room for developing photos. She like comes out of the sink.
Oh god.
And I was just like
But you know, what helps me is like, if there's no sound, it's not scary at all. It's like, it's literally just the sound. Really? Maybe it's me, I'm like sensitive to like sound, right?
Music stuff. でもね、確かにそう。そう思う。あの、この間 This is the End 見たの。
Yeah. Wait, isn't that a comedy?
Yeah, that's a comedy, but it is about the end of the world.
Okay.
And 俳優が自分の役で出てんの。 Like James Franco is James Franco in that movie. Blah, blah, blah. で、 なんかふざけたところでも真面目な音楽かかってのね。なんか効果音みたいな。そうすると確かにちょっと不思議な気持ちっていうか、音だけでかなり印象が変わるんだよね。そうだ。次あのホラー映画を音源ミートして見たら全然怖くない。あ、本当？やってみる？でも1はね、1は多分ね、音って結構怖い。意味がなくない？意味がない。何言ってんの？でもホラーが一番楽しくない、やっぱ。
Yeah, I think Japan does it the best, to be honest. あの、なんか驚々しい感じね。なんか、BGMとかもあんまりなくて、カメラもあんまり動かなくて、なんか無駄にシーンとしてるシーンが多い。Minimalistic。そうそうそう。それ一番怖いよ。How do you feel about Japanese fashion?
Japanese fashion?
Yeah, especially if you're rolling with like M-Flow.
I love Japanese fashion.
For guys, you mean?
In general? Or
yeah, for guys. Like what Matt's wearing. What you know, does Matt... I don't know anything about fashion, so I don't even know what I'm trying to explain right now.
Right.
But whatever that's going on when you're
I'll
doing
agree
fashion
with you on
shit.
That part, but you don't know anything about fashion.
Yeah, let's all agree. Right there.
今何が流行ってんの日本人の男子には?
There's just so much fashion out there. There's nothing that's just like one thing that's in.
But okay.
You have the opportunity to kind of participate in that exchange or that conversation,
right?
With fashion.
Well, the cool thing about Japanese fashion is it's pretty free. You know, people do literally whatever they want, and if it's cool to them, then it's cool. And I think that's like a good mindset to have. A lot of people get too like obsessed with a trend and they'll just like something because it's trendy. But you know, when it comes down to it, fashion is your own way to express yourself, not what somebody else, you know, not their idea of you or what they expect you to be, but yourself. So, but there's a lot of weird shit out there too. There's a lot of weird fashion out there
in Japan,
of everywhere. But yeah, I mean, I'm usually in like Harajuku or Shibuya or, you know, places like that are considered to be, you know, kind of fashion capitals of Japan. And you just see some crazy like stuff.
Like what?
Like, I mean, of course, hair or just like
the tights,
everything ripped up. Like before, I would have never considered like wearing like a man skirt. But in Harajuku, there's like a lot of guys that would wear. What is it called? The Scottish...
you'd wear one?
What is it
Kilt?
Called? Kilt. I mean, it might look kind of cool. Like, it could.
When are we going to see you with the kilt on? Like
2018.
18? 18 maybe. don't guarantee, but I don't know how they call it.
I don't. You're asking the wrong person. Yeah, I have no idea.
I've seen it though. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. あれなんていうの？なんか昔の方が何系何系みたいな分かりやすかったよね。
Well, I think that 最近 it's kind of like based on geography. It's like Harajuku-ke or like Shibuya-ke.
Huh. So, do you dress differently depending on like where you're going?
Totally. No.
Who does that?
I was just wondering, man. I don't.
Well,
know.
I mean. To a degree, if I'm like going like to the grocery store, if that's what you mean, yeah. But yeah.
でも原宿って言ってもいろいろあるもんね。こうなんか裏原系。
What's your favorite town?
My favorite town, in Tokyo.
Asagaya, right?
Asagaya. I love Asagaya. Asagaya is cool.
今言わせてるじゃん。
It's cool.
Just asking.
I like different places on different days. 日によって違います。
How's Fukuoka? Because you're out there sometimes.
Fukuoka is great. It's, I mean.
Ah, so ka. Tour とかでいろいろ。
Tour でいろいろ地方も。
He's been way more.
いいね。
Way more places than either of us in Japan.
そうだよ。いいな。
楽しい。本当に。
超いろんなとこ行けるんじゃない？ あとご当地グルメとかさ。
いろいろ。 美味しいもの。
So jealous. That's awesome.
食べるチャンス。いいね。
Yeah.
Actually,
I'm trying to eat.
I'll be going to this month, and I'll be Osaka, Nagoya, Fukuoka, and Hokkaido.
Wow.
Just
上から下まで.
Yes, in October, and I'm excited.
いいね.
It's going to be fun. Dang, I wish you guys could come.
I want to go.
I'll trail. Just invite us.
We'll be there. Yeah. いいな、北海道行ったことないの?
行ったことない. So. I've been there like about five or six
really?
times, and every time it's been really
え、夏も冬も行ったことある?
あります。どっちの方がいい?
やっぱ冬がすごい北海道っぽい。 そうだよね。雪祭り行きたいんだよね。 2月とかだよね。
Does that keep you sharp, like touring? Like going different places, does that keep you on top of your game? Do you feel like if you weren't doing that, it wouldn't work out as well?
Well, it keeps me like sharp in the way that I get to see the big picture of Japan more so than what's happening just in Tokyo. I get to meet people from out of Japan because you know, out of Tokyo, because Japan's it's not a big country, but it's more than Tokyo.
Right.
You know, it's like saying America is just New York.
Right.
Which clearly there's so many different characteristics and types of people based on location.
そうだよね。なんかそのライブとかやってて、そのお客さんの雰囲気とか全然違う？違う。あ、本当？
Yeah.
Like, how would you?
Who's
like,
the craziest?
People in the kind of more countryside are very warm and like, you know, I've never really like thought of myself as like some crazy celebrity, right? But I guess, you know, for people like in the super Inaka where there's like, you know, only one stoplight, you know, they probably haven't even seen like an American in like life, let alone like an American singer. So like, it's really interesting to meet them and
make them happy.
Make them happy, I guess. I mean, it's just like, in my opinion, it's like, oh, like it's just me. But to them, I guess.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Are they pretty surprised by your Japanese?
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of time, people mostly try to speak to me in English at first.
Ah, 本当?
Well, in maybe overseas, not overseas, in other parts of Japan.
Really?
Sometimes. And, or just there's always like that one person like will just only speak to me in English and I'm like replying completely in Japanese. But I don't mind though. I really don't. I used to be a little bit like, well, I'm like trying to speak Japanese. Like, but now I don't mind. And I see it as like, oh, this person is 本当に英語で頑張ってるから嬉しい逆に。 So
you'll be speaking Japanese and they'll...
No, I'll switch to English because this person obviously wants to speak to me in English and maybe he or she has been studying really hard for the past year to speak English.
Right.
But they don't get that chance. Mm. So,
yeah. でもそれ結構英語話せる人とかハーフとかのあるあるだよね。
うん。
こうなんか日本語で返してるのにずっとあの結構砕けた英語で話してくるから、うん、なかなかこっちもわからないみたいな、
う
ん、
そうだね。
だから日本語にしてくれた方が楽なんだけど、
うん、
まあでも英語話したらいいかみたいな感じで諦めるみたいな。
特にあの自分たちのサークルでみんな両方できるからすごいなんか不思議な感じ
そうだよね。
That happens to me all the time.
It happens to me even、mm. And I'm 日本人 so
I had the opposite happen once where this guy was trying to speak、Japanese to me、
mm.
And I was like, no, you can just talk to me in English. And he was like 無理やり speaking、mm. in Japanese.
Yeah.
よくあ多分あるあるだよ。
I was trying to go somewhere. I was asking him for directions. So it's like
むずいんだよ。
I've been on the train where I've like said some stupid like comment in English probably、yeah. like something that probably didn't make any sense, and then later on like I hear some like guy that doesn't look like he speak in English and he's just like, yeah, what's up, like super native, and I'm
what
like
up,
oh、
dude?
man, just、
yeah.
totally embarrassed myself.
You don't know anymore、yeah. you don't know who speaks Japanese and who speaks English.
特に東京だとねいっぱいいるからね意外と。
That speak English、yeah.
うん、だから昔結構さなんかほら、
well that、and there's a lot of foreigners that areCompletely fluent in Japanese
yeah,
more
yeah,
and more.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, だからこっそりね陰口とか言うと危ないんだよ。実は分かってますみたいな。It happens to me a lot, you know. Like a lot of people think that I don't understand anything in English, and、mm. they'll be saying stuff about me, like right in front of me.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, dude.
So do you confront them or do you just?
Yeah, I would say stuff like thanks とか、and they'll be like, oh, so sorry. I just do it just to make.And feel bad because I'm mean. But.
How long are you planning to be out here?
In Japan?
What's, yeah, long term, like where are you trying to?
Maybe like 200, 220 years.
Yay!
長い。
I don't know. I love,
すごい。
長い。
I love Japan, and right now, this is where it's at, and it's where it's happening, so I will be here.
そうだよ。マット帰っちゃったら、マットのファンがみんな heartbroken になっちゃうじゃん。
寂しいよね。
いや、泣いちゃう。マイケルも泣いちゃう。
頑張ります。
泣きます。
ね。でも歌手はさ、アスリート違って年齢とかあんまり関係ないもんね。
関係あります。関係まあ、I think so. Like,
Do you have to be really young to make it now?
There's no like, oh, you're 24 now. Sorry, like you're expired.、Yeah. Of course, it's not like that. But age does matter, and unfortunately.Like in the music industry, all over the world. I mean,、yeah. usually the younger you are, the better.、Mm-hmm. Usually, you know, especially if you're like if you're a young girl or a artist who's selling because she's cute, for、mm-hmm. example, then it's gonna matter, you know.
確かにそっか。女の子特にそうだね。
うん、I think so.
Yeah, だって何 AKB とかもね、十みんなだって十何歳。
だけど AKB のちょっと20代もいるよね。
Now?
Yeah,
definitely. でも多分最初出てきた時もっと若かったんだよね、mm. きっとね。Have you met them?
Never had the opportunity. Not yet.
Have you met anybody really cool? Like really famous?
I've met a lot of really cool artists.
そうだよね。A Nation とかだってすごいもんね。いろんな人出てるもんね。
I was able to...、I guess become friends with. It sounds so weird. I sound like I'm like five. I became friends with. Anyway, like Big Bang.
Hands?
Big Bang.
Oh.
A lot of Big Bang members. So,
Big Bang. Hanryu star, だよね.
What's that?
Big Bang. Korean.
Yeah. Star. Yeah. Mm. And so, K-pop の多分一番
あれ, our friend Shelly.She's a huge fan of Big Bang,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,、oh. I know.
Yeah. A lot of Japanese people like Big Bang a lot. They're super popular.
Yeah, Big Bang,、mm. they're dope. And I always thought they were dope from even when I was back in the States. And、so I put up a cover on YouTube.
Nice.
YouTube に Big Bang のカバ
ー。Do they speak English?
Yeah, they do. But,
そうなんだ。
Yeah, but some of them speak Japanese as well.
Right.
But 去年の4月ぐらいBig Bang の Bad Boy っていうカバー YouTube にアップしてちょっと話題になって
It's pretty catchy.
Yeah, and to think like then I met M-Flow after、mm. that, and with M-Flow they're like, yo, let's go to Korea and perform in this show, and we performed with like Big Bang.
Wow.
In Korea, 韓国 no fest.
Wow.
Summerland mitaina tokoro de.
Summerland mitaina tokoro.
Pool. So pool.
Hey.
De, ano, Ludacris to M Float to Big Bang.
Wow. Yeah.
I met.
Did you meet Luda?
I didn't meet Luda, but I met G Dragon to Tae Yang from Big Bang, and I just put up that cover. So I was talking to Tae Yang, and I was like, "Yo, man, it's nice to meet you." We were like, he was really cool, and I was like, "Yo, you know what? I just I put up this cover of Bad Boy on YouTube. You want to check it out?" Chotto. He listened to it on my little Apple iPhone. I never thought I'd see like effing Big Bang, fucking Big Bang, with my like iPod earphone in the ear, like nodding to my like cover that I just like
of their recently, own song.
Yeah, that I just recently put out, and then from there, we were in like A Nation and stuff together. Mm. And they're just super cool. So I contacted them, and I was like, "Yo, what do you guys think about me putting this Big Bang Bad Boy song on my major debut album as an official cover?" And it took a little bit of time and a little bit of pushing, but it's on there as a official, the world's first official Big Bang Madcap Bad Boy cover.
Right. So,
so many like opportunities will like kick you in the butt in a good way, I think.
Man, I remember when you were like, you shot, it wasn't really like a music video, but it was like a video, I guess it was like a music video, but you were putting it on YouTube.
Yeah.
And all you did was you had like your webcam, like on your balcony, and all you did was take like a time lapse of like the sky and the city.
Yeah.
And just like clouds moving around and shit.
In Tokyo.
Yeah. And this, so to go from that to like, you know, these huge shows and working with big artists.
Right.
And it hasn't even been that long, right?
Yeah, it's been, since that video, it's been like maybe 3.5 or 4 years, I think. Yeah.
Wow. But
I was just thinking about the other day, because like, man, this video is pretty dope still. Like, I was thinking, like, this is still one of my favorite videos, because it was just like the sky kind of did its own thing.
なんかさ、そのよく日本だと特にこうビジネスやってる人とかねと話してると、5カ年計画とか、
5カ年計画5カ年、
この自分の今後5年間で何をするかみたいな、とか、Where I'll be after 5 years、
まあ、
とか結構考えてて、マミは全然できないのそれ。だもうだって明後日何したいか分かんないぐらいの勢いだから、だからそのやっぱ決めてるといいこともあるかもしれないけど、やっぱこう流れに任せて。
But you know, I think if you don't mind me getting like a little deep here, I think like even though you don't, I can't say this well in Japanese. It's just I'm not at that level to be able to say this in Japanese. But
it's okay.
Even though you don't consciously plan it, feel yourself planning for whatever, like you said, in the next 5 years, what's going to happen. Your life or your body, your spirit, your mind, just you subconsciously are already like planning that. And I think that you filter out like thing your wants and needs automatically. Like life knows what is right for you. And you might think like, oh, I really want to be a race car driver. I'm going to work really hard. And it doesn't happen. So you think, well, oh, so fate didn't work for me in that case. But maybe, you know, you didn't really want to be a race car driver, or that wasn't meant for you, because later on, you're going to be something else.
Mm.
I really like believe that life has a way of like under the underworkings that we can't quite understand. They are like actually working. It's not like random, is what I think.
What do you think, Michael?
I agree completely.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
感動的な。
でも確かになんかさ、あの、いろんな、例えばマミもこの1年間ぐらいすごいいろんなことがあって、まあ今こうやってポッドキャストやってるけど、そんな、こんな風になると思わなかったし、なんかその時は最悪って思うことがあっても、後から考えると、ああなんか繋がってたんだな、みたいな。
Yeah. totally.
のあるよね。
It's weird like, to go back and look at what you were doing too. If you listen to our first podcast, it's like, well, that was whack. But like, but you go and you look at like your old stuff on YouTube,
yeah.
And like the production level is like totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Even like, I mean, you've grown creatively, you've grown as an artist. Your mm-hmm. skills have developed. Like, it's weird to go back mm-hmm. and
it's
look
like,
at
what
that.
Was I thinking, right? But
demo, I think it's important that we did it anyway.
Of course,
you had to.
Right? Yeah.
You had to do it to get.
Otherwise,
to
you wouldn't be where you yeah. are now. That's yeah. like a necessary step.
Yeah,
and that's what like Kanye West was saying in this interview recently.
Yeah, break down
that I watched. He had this interview on BBC. Kanye West とそのあのあのカニエ
West
あ BBC インタビューですごい面白かったですね。いろいろ話してすごいなんか深い感じであんまりちょっと分かりにくいトピックをいっぱい話して He was kind of going on a rant、
okay.
and I think if you just watch it on the surface and don't give it a chance it's like oh Kanye's being a dickhead again like that's like the automatic go to emotion but if you justactually like unbiasedly listen is that a word unbiasedly
without bias
yeah without bias listen to his words he has a lot of I think validity in what he wants to say but just the way that he has created his image makes it hard for people to take him seriously that way
you know, I like that too because he kept it real he just you know he was just firing off and he wasn't given a shit about the consequences of what he was saying and stuff anymore. He was just, you know, whatever came out of his mouth at that moment, that's how he feels. So, you know, I think it's important to do that and sometimes not filter yourself and just kind of explode and at least whatever that is, at least it's genuine, even if it isn't perfect. Right?
I don't know. I like Taylor Swift.
I like Taylor Swift. Ah, Taylor Swift no. No, hold up.
First Luffy and now Kanye West.
まあでも
I don't think everybody hated him that moment.
でも多分 Kanye のあのコメントの影響で Taylor Swift が相当人気になってると思うけど、それも影響あると思う。
Yeah, that was kind of crazy. It was interesting though.
Yeah.
でも確かにそういうすごい成功してる人は I'm sure they have a lot of interesting thing to say.
Yeah,
right?
And it's a shame that interview is only in English. Mm-hmm. I wish that interview was like, you know, like subtitled in Japanese. And I really am curious to see what Japanese people would think of the things yeah. that he had to say.
I wanna see.
I hope. I wish someone listening right now would like finds the interview and like subtitles it, please.
Well, he was speaking from a very much. Kind of frustrated place mm-hmm. and he was talking about being limited in his creativity and that he's in a giving mindset. Do you kind of feel the same way? Do you feel like there are factors limiting you or there's things that you want to put out now but you can't put out now? You got to work to it.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think there's, you know, a right time for everything
mm-hmm.
and the stuff that is coming out right now is coming out for a reason and that, you know, it's all about the cookies in the oven and they're gonna be the best tasting at a certain time. That's just not it.
These motherfucking cookies.
What's his background?
Kanye West?
Yeah.
Well, he was a producer at first. He was a producer.
Okay. Producer.
But there's a lot about him that people don't really know.
Okay.
And
maybe I should look into
it. Yeah, it's too much. We could talk about him
There's always some kind of story behind that. Right, there's a lot of artists that come from like really tough backgrounds and all these different backgrounds like
yeah.
really influence
mm-hmm.
that final product like a lot.
Mm.
Yeah, but Kanye didn't though. He did not come from like a tough background. He's just like a, you know, middle class family. His mom was his mom was the first black English chair of some university.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. なんか日本だとカニエウエストになっちゃってるじゃん。
カニエ。
そう。
カニエ。
それがちょっと最初出てきたとき、ええー、と思った。
そっちの方がアフリカっぽいよね。
カニエ。
な
。カニエウエストさんですって。
カニエ。
結構あるんだよね。日本語にカタカナにしたときに、うん、ちょっと全然違う名前になっちゃう。
まあマットキャブも、
キャブだもんね。
キャブ。マットキャブ。
キャブ。
I don't know. For me, both are natural now because, you know.
もう慣れちゃった。そうか。
Well, you're Filipino. Where does that come in? Like, where is the Filipino?
I'm Filipino American.
Yeah.
Right.
Not from the Philippines.
I've never been to the Philippines once. I love, like, Filipino culture. Because my grandma and, you know, grandparents cooked Filipino food.
おじいちゃん、ばあちゃんの世代がアメリカに渡ったの？それとももっと前？
Yeah, my parents came when they were really young as teenagers.
So they speak some local language. Is it Tagalog or...?
Tagalog, and there's like tons of languages.
Okay.
But my dad and my mom come from different islands, so they spoke different languages. So I think they spoke English to each other when they first met.
Oh, okay. Wait, so they met in the States?
They met in the States and as students. I think my dad, so, tōsan ga basu no naka de okasan nanpa
shita. You more or less... That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You more or less grew up as an American.
Totally as an American.
Even within the family, it's pretty American.
Well, within my immediate family, it was pretty American. But like my grandparents and cousins and stuff, I mean, they had like, you know, like Filipino food at parties. But within my household, I mean, I can't speak like any kind of Filipino language at all.
Okay.
But
you're probably more Japanese than Filipino.
It's really weird. Like,
why now?
It's like a weird mix of stuff.
It's really
going.
Weird. That's like American, like some Filipino American guy who came to Japan and
speaks Japanese.
It's weird. I don't know how to explain that.
You're like Filipino American Japanese now.
Well, I don't know.
Well, I have a friend who's like a Pakistani Mexican American.
Yeah.
So I guess you could be Sanko.
I mean, you know,
it simplifies it too much.
It doesn't even matter anymore. Yeah, we're just all human.
Yeah, we're all human.
I guess.
Dolphins too.
Yeah. What? So か. フィリピンレストラン探したよね。あの、デニースといた時。
If there's one in Tokyo, if there was one, I'd love to like.
結構あったよね。見た時なんか六本木かどっかにも一個あったよ、まあ美味しいか分かんないけど行ったことないから行ってみたいな。
I have no idea like what that even would be food wise.
なんかね all you can eat のとこもあるよ。
Wow.
Yeah.
I have yet to discover.
We can go.
Yeah.
We can go.
探してみよう。
But what's your overall like it's weird seeing all the things that you've done to get. I've even helped this dude make a music video.
One of my first official music videos.
ステレオさん持ってたやつ。
We were standing in the middle of Shibuya.
right. I remember.
And
I've
I'm standing there with like a boom, like I'm a public disturbance with like this boom box.
So, 自分の多分ファーストアルバムから、あのインディの時のデビューシングル、The One っていう。
だってさ、あのビデオに友達も出てるもんね。
そう出てる。
すごい手作りアットホームビデオだよね。
そのビデオすごいゲリラな感じで撮って、なんか警察が来ないかなと思って。
あ、でも結局怒られなかったんだ。よかったね。
結局大丈夫です。
It was fine. I was worried though because I was holding that thing, but
yeah.
If anything, 最初マイケルが一番やばい。よかった。
Man, it's trippy seeing it like come all this way.Trips me out.
Yeah. I remember that the 最初に聞いた時はマイケルが Yeah, like Matt はもうアメリカンアイドルで優勝できるぐらいだよみたいな。 I was like, really?
He's and then, surpassed the American Idol audition level by leaps and bounds.
The same for you guys too, right? I mean, this podcast, I mean, it's only, how long has it been going for?
5 months now?
I don't know.
We started in May. からだから. Wow! What?
Because I remember on my personal Facebook, なんか Biden got a news のページがの招待みたいに切って、なんか16人のフォロワーが。
あ、そうだよ。だって最初ね、Facebook でポストしても like 4人とかだったからね。
そう。Well, 俺多分その
一人。
その最初の20人の一人でした。
Yay!
Yeah, we were just inviting
all of our friends.
Yeah. Just like, we got to get something started.
Yeah, we were like, お願いします. And then, but then now we get like, what, 300 likes? 300 likes, so.
Yeah.
Well, on the page, we have thousands now.
Wait, it's kind of crazy that it's already been 5 months.
Yeah, I haven't been keeping
track. It's been 5 months. Wow. Yeah. But that's like really amazing how much progress in 5 months.
Well, it's all thanks to Bakusho Mondaino.
That's
no, but I mean, your guys' content is so good.
How'd you get picked up from YouTube?
またすごい話になるけど、あの、留学してアメリカに帰って1年ぐらい、あの、いろいろ音楽とかの活動やって、また、I really wanted to go back to Japan and, なんか日本の生活がすごい興味、なんか I loved Japanese culture, so I was like, okay, I have to go back.、で、たまたま同じタイミングで、あの、MySpace か YouTube とかのメールでオファー来ました。そのタイミングで。で、その、
MySpace。
on MySpace days.
懐かしいね。
And the weird thing is like that label at the time didn't even know I was in Japan.
Oh.
Whoa. Yeah, they thought I was in the States still. And
oh,
I just,
okay.
like, たまたま日本にいました。
え、じゃあたまたま日本のレーベルが声かけてきたってこと？
そうそう。で、たまたま日本に行った
ことあるの知らないで。
知らなくて。
What? なんでだろう？なんで？
すごい。
すごいね、それ。
運命。
じゃあ超びっくりされたんじゃないの？
最初はちょっと怪しいと思って、これ本物か。
そうだよね、騙されてるかと思うよね。あまりにうまくできすぎて。
そう、でも、そっから。
そっから、こんな、ついに、そして、ワーナーに。
And that can happen to anybody.
That could happen to anybody, so, you just gotta be open.
It happened to Justin Bieber.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. But it can happen to anybody. It can happen to anybody. It can happen to someone that's listening to this. It can happen to people that aren't even singing yet.
だからやっぱ最初やってみることが大事だよね。
You gotta just put your foot in the door.
しかもこうなんか今いろいろさ、こう YouTube もそうだし、今 Podcast とかもそうだけど、こう、あの、みんなにお披露目する場があるからね、ちゃんと。
Yeah.
昔はさ、なかったじゃん。多分うちらの親の世代とかは、you know?
Yeah, definitely.
There's nothing they could do about it.
There's so many more gateways.
Yeah.
So,
if this didn't work out for you,
yeah.
Obviously it has. But if it didn't work out for you, what were you going to do?
If it didn't, you know, I never really thought about it. That wasn't really an option. I felt like the only way for me to make it happen was to like believe like 100% that it was going to happen.
Do you think a plan B or a contingency plan would like hurt you?
No, I mean, I don't think it would hurt me. Like I graduated with like, I have a business degree also. Yeah. Not many people know that I have a business degree. I have a sound engineering degree. So it's, you just do things that you like. And if one thing doesn't work out, I mean, there's other stuff that you like, right? People aren't meant to, I mean, people, all right, I'm just like blabbering, but you can be a multi-dimensional person.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing things that they don't like to do because you got to make money to live.
Right.
Yeah.
Would you encourage them to, you know, do what you got to do, but you want to be trying to do what you love doing, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of 難しい, right? Especially for the entertainment industry. No?
Right. I mean, that's so hard just to tell someone, like, just follow your dream and it can happen.
Yeah, because, just quit your job.
You know, it doesn't always happen the way that you plan it to.
Yeah.
And the way that it happened for me isn't necessarily... wasn't exactly, you know, the way that I wanted things to go. And there's still a lot to be yet to be seen, you know, from now. But I don't know. I just think.
だってさ、歌が上手い下手とかって頑張ればどうにかなる問題じゃない人の方が多いわけじゃん。
There's so many talented people like that.
That give up.
Or that don't even give up. That keep going. And maybe their break wasn't, you know, there yet. But I guess that, you know, was... It's hard for me to say... For me to say that it wasn't for them, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm blessed to be in this situation.
Yeah.
But maybe it wasn't meant to be.
we were chilling at a Starbucks and we saw a couple girls one after the other go up and sing, and they were ridiculously talented.
They would sing at Starbucks?
At Starbucks. Like, nobody's listening. People are just, like, sipping on their drinks and talking
to
each other.
It was like a little live, outdoor.
Yeah, yeah.
But they were, like, super talented.
日本人の女の子。日本人。
But it's weird seeing stuff like that. And it's like, what hasn't connected? What, is it just a timing thing? You know, where is that? Like, if you had to, like, diagnose that, it gets so crazy.
I can't even answer that question yet.
Yeah.
Because who knows? You know, who knows?
I guess, yeah. You just don't know.
It's like, だってさ、その最初に日本のレベルにマットが見つかったのも、it's kind of like、何、ものすごいいろんな偶然とかが重なって起きたわけじゃん。
Yeah. It's a huge, like,machine of how, like, it this happened to be, or you know, or you can, yeah, imagine like a little snowball, like, rolling down,
yeah,
and like becoming an avalanche,
mm,
you know. But so many things have to, like, happen, and it could have happened completely differently. There's so many times where I could have, you know, done something, one minor choice different,
mm,
and that goes for everybody, you know. That's just how complex. I'm like having to breathe really hard right now because I'm getting overwhelmed thinking about all these choices of everybody in the world all at once.
Damn.
超グランドだな。でも確かにそうだよね。なんかこの yes, yes かノーかみたいな感じでさ。
That was like a Yoda moment.
Well, yeah. Could you imagine, like, okay, imagine if you could see people's life's paths based on their choices. And yeah, each choice that they made, there was like a map of that. And you could see that. And it was just somewhere flying in the air. Of all the choices that people have made, and there's one network, like, in the air where it's everybody in the world and all of their choices and all of their maps going, yeah, together. Could you imagine what that would look like?
No.
I don't know what crazy. It would look like, but it's definitely real.
But that's what life is, though.
It's completely, yeah, 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 real.
We just can't see it, though, but that's what is, yeah, life.
So だよね. It's all Damn, about making son. Choices.
Damn, son.
Right choices and...
Do you want to give us a, I was going to say taste, but I don't want to say taste. Fuck it, I'll say taste. Do you want to give us a taste of what's on the album? Like, you want to...
There's some good stuff on the album.
Just some good shit.
What should I sing? Well, there's a couple of songs that you guys might like.
Yes.
There's a... One of the songs is... by an artist, his name is Fukuyama Masaharu teiu.
Oh, ikemen.
Hai. No.
Really?
It's called Kazoku ni Narou yo. That's on the album. That's a pretty popular one.
Yeah, yeah.
About, it's really, personally, I was like, kandou shita by the lyrics. It's really like about family and just the little things that are important.
So wait, I just have a question. The original Japanese lyrics, mm-hmm, and your English lyrics.
Yeah.
意味はどうなってんの?ちょっと同じ感じ?それとも?
So that's another thing. I had to rewrite all of the songs.
そうだよね。
In English.
Mm.
It was not a minor feat. ちょっと大変でした。
そう大変だよね。
その日本語から英語に、
ね、
ただ訳すじゃなくて、
mm-hmm,
その意味内容的も、
mm-hmm,
音的も気持ちいい雰囲気、
mm-hmm,
全部考えて、it was...すごいチャレンジ。
じゃあもう意味もそのままなんだ。
そのままをなるべくキープしたいと思って。
Wow.
And as someone that understands the language and the culture, you can pull it off. Like, absolutely.
You know,
that must have been a lot of work.
It was,
though,
a lot of work.
Grinding.
I was felt really responsible to do this. Like, I really felt like I had to do this. その責任がその。まあ、原曲は素晴らしい、
right.
だからその本当にその
いい曲 の,、
ね、の責任持って
kind of out of respect
out of respect and because J-pop is still not as much listened to in the world as much as like K-pop is today, for example,
right.
Because it's not as like out there, But there is some great like Japanese music that, and there's a lot of little subtleties about Japanese music that make it really great, just like the complexity of the feelings in it. And that's a difficult thing to bring over into English.
だってこう日本の歌詞って結構なんだろう素敵というかさ it's pretty poetic and なんか単純に訳せないもんね
それで直接英語になるとすごいダサく聞こえるから I really wanted to maintain like the coolness of the song.
How many people on this planet can pull that off?
That's why I felt so much responsibility, because I felt like if anybody on this planet was to do it, is me. I don't want to sound like full of myself or anything, but I felt like the
chosen.
This is not for me to do this. I felt like I was just a tool. Like I.
でも日本のことがすごい好きでいてくれるからこそできるってことだもんね。
It's gonna be my ringtone.
Wow, that turned out perfect. Yeah. The experiences that have brought me up to where I am now, like, have enabled me to make this album. And at first, you know, when I heard from Warner, like, they wanted it to be, like, covers and stuff, I was against it, to be honest. Like, I've never said this, but I was kind of like, I'm not a cover artist. Of course, I make covers, but I want to create something new. But the reason why this project has become so important to me is because it is covers, but I did create something new. And I don't think anyone else could have created it, you know? So it is original and... something only that I could do.
So this has pretty much never really been done, right?
Not the way that I did it. Yeah. I think so.
To have an album with all these covers.
In different language.
Not just translated, but kind of carried over.
Right. And you know, of course, like a singer is my job, and it was my job to do this. But more than that, like, I'm changing these songs and making it like more accessible to the whole world, because it's English, right? It's in English. It's not just Japanese to Japanese cover. So there's going to be like people from other countries, of course, listening to this too. And I really felt like that burden of when they hear this, is the original message from the original song still gonna be captured in there? Because that was my goal, to maintain that original feeling. And when they hear this work, are they gonna be like a better or worse person from this? Is always my standard when I'm like creating something.
Wow.
Damn.
ね、でもその今まで J-POP にあんまり馴染みがなかったりとか、日本語にちょっと、まあ日本語わかんないからみたいな感じで聞いてくれなかった人も、こうマットの YouTube のカバーを聞いて、あ、日本もいい曲いっぱいあるじゃんみたいに思ってくれるもんね。
We have a lot of listeners outside of Japan actually that are trying to learn Japanese.
Yeah.
With this.
Right.
So we might hear something about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so da yo.
Cool. I definitely want all the feedback, like on what you guys think. So, please.
Yes.
Do you want to sing something?
Okay. Yeah, I'll sing a little something.
Yay!
Maybe, I guess the most popular song on the album right now is by a group called HY, and the song is called AM11G. So I'm just gonna sing a little bit a cappella.
Yay!
Baby, please just stay with me, right here by my side, right here. Girl, I love you, wanna hear you say that you'll never leave. Find the words to let you know the way I feel about you. I pray that somehow I can let you know.
すごいね。
Yay! Thank you.
すごい、なんかメロディーはそのまんまなんだけのはずなんだけど、もう違う曲みたいだね。
ありがとうございます。Thank you.
すごい。It's like your song.
Yeah, I mean, it's my song, and I feel like it's still the original song, and It's the world song.
Yeah, 不思議な感じだね。
Wow, it's so cool. Do you want to do another one?
Do I want to do another one? Okay, sure. Let's become a family.
Okay, 福山雅治さん
のね。家族になろうよ。But this song, though, really, like, when I heard the Japanese, it sounds like really classic, like a Beatles song or something. And living, like, here as a foreigner, it's been, like, kind of just me, in a way, from the very beginning. And this song is, like, kind of close to my heart because I feel like, you know, even though I'm in another country, my family has always been there. And always been there to support me. So, yeah.
Nice.
Should I sing?
Yeah. Yes, please.
I hit it.
All right. If 100 years pass us by, stay in love with me. Sorry if the words that I say make you blush. But you're still here by my side, smiling back at me. Thank you, girl, for everything you've done for me. And even though nobody knows us like we know, there will be roads in our lives that we won't know. Ooh. Each and every day I'll try my best to make you see I can be the one to make you smile for the rest of your days. Someday a father with the strength to pick us up again. Someday a mother with the love to make a heart mend. No matter what we face, we'll make it out okay. Let's become a family.
すごい。
し、
thank you。
なんかさ、日本語の歌詞を知ってるから、はい、みんな知ってるじゃん、多分、はい、CM とかも流れてるし、それの状態でこれを聞くと、本当にバイリンガル状態だよね。
In your brain.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah. だから英語勉強してる人もすごいいいと思う。
Definitely.
ね、意味が同じだから。
Yeah.
That's true, actually. Yeah, if you're going to study and you know these songs, like, that makes perfect sense.
そうそう。
Yeah, well, like, even just writing the English from the Japanese, I, like, learned so much more Japanese.
そうだよね。
そうそう。なんか、電子辞書と一緒に使って、
そうだよね。
原曲の内容を調べて、
だって結構難しいよね、日本の歌詞ってさ。なんか、普段使わない言葉もいっぱい出てくるし、And it's really poetic.
Yeah.
So, wow.
And then it makes you think, how do I, if I was to say this in English, how would I say it in the best way? So then it makes you connect again with your, like, with your original language. So.
Right.
Yeah. Well, just being a lyricist and choosing your words in the first place is, like, hard enough.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's actually even harder to, like, make it from something else that originally existed rather than something completely original. So.
ね、しかも日本語と英語も音結構全然違うしね。その、間っていうかさ。So it's crazy.
Yeah, I don't...
だから英語勉強してる人にもいいし、なんか今まで洋楽ってあんまり聞いてなかったみたいな人も、やっぱ日本の歌だから聞きやすいと思うし、逆に日本の歌をあんまり知らない海外の人にも、聞いてもらえるよね。This is awesome.
This is like perfect. It's perfect.
Yeah, and you know me and Michael, if we don't like it, we shit on it. So,
well, Matt keeps it real too. Matt
keeps
it real. I try to keep it fairly real.
Fairly.
Fairly real.
Keep it real.
Okay.
We're about more.
That 今どんぐらい？
We're at like 150-ish.
Wow, really? Already?
Yeah.
Wow,
we can go all day. We can go all day.
Wow.
なんかさ、あの、アルバムの
part two?
Yeah, we can do a part two.
Yeah, we should. あの、アルバムの 宣伝する最後に待ったから。そうですね。I guess it's
bilingual, so I'll do it in both English and Japanese. Check out my album, Ongaku. It's really good.
It
was released on September 18th, and you can find it on iTunes or in stores across Japan, Saya, HMV, Ato, Iroiro. You can find it pretty much everywhere, so don't be afraid to take a listen, and if you like what you hear, please buy it.
Yeah, keep in mind the thing about supporting people.
そうです。大事です。自分のメジャーデビューアルバム音楽9月18日発売しました。ぜひ気に入ったらぜひチェックして買ってね。ありがとうございます。Thank you very much.
For sure. Yay. I already got it. We'll get you that shirt too.
Cool. I need that.
Ah, so that.
I need that in my wardrobe.
うちらのキツネ寿司 T-shirt.
I may just frame it.
Oh, you can do that too.
Well, this was fun.
Yeah, I had an experience.
今このさ日本中を旅して忙しいのに来てくれてありがとう本当に。
こちらこそありがとうございます。 Thank you everybody for listening. Please continue listening. This is like the coolest podcast out there. So.
Yeah. Yay. Straight from Matt Kev.
Matt Kev. Matt Kev. Matt Kev.
Matt
Kev.
Matt
Kev.
Matt Kev. Matt Kev. Matt Kev. Matt Kev. Matt
Kev.
Matt Kev. Matt Kev. Matt Kev. Matt Kev. Matt Kev. Matt Kev. Matt
Kev.
Matt Kev. Matt Kev. Matt Kev. Matt Kev. Matt Kev. Matt Kev. Matt Kev. Matt Kev. Matt Kev. Matt Kev. Matt Kev. Matt Kev.ぜひあとマットもねツイッターのアカウント、
はい、ぜひ僕のツイッター普通にマットキャブでマットキャブで
and we're gonna put his shit up too so
ぜひ Facebook もチェックしてください
OK 終わりかな
Yep
終わり
Peace、Bye. Thank you